what evidence is there that there was ever any ancient weapon of mass destruction?
Well, you find the mythological record, the scriptural record offers insights into that question. You have references to actual devices. For example, the Ark of the Covenant is considered to be a holy object, but it in fact is responsible for as many as 65,000 deaths. That's a weapon of mass destruction. And so when we look to stories like that and we compare them with the historical record, it suggests that that's a good possibility that that device was in fact used as a weapon.
Okay, what do we know about the Ark of the Covenant? I mean, what do we actually think we know about it? How did it kill that many? What method? What tell me about the Ark.
Well, the Ark of the Covenant is considered to be simply a golden box about the size of a coffin that was lined with gold inside and out. It the key point in considering it to be some form of a weapon system involves the two tablets of the law that were placed inside of the Ark of the Covenant. It's widely believed by scholars that these tablets may have been in fact radioactive. They were the source of the death beams that came out of the Ark of the Covenant. And they talk about the protective clothing that the priests wore. They talk about references in the Bible, in the Old Testament, to figures who actually touched the Ark of the Covenant and fell down dead. There are recollections in the Bible about the Philistines and how as many as 50,000 of the Philistines were actually killed by Ark radiations. And so we have to take a look at those stories and ask, are they recording literal history? Is this merely an allegory? Is this a metaphor? But I think it's actually history that we're dealing with here.
William, there are a number of stories purporting to know the location of the Ark currently, that it's being guarded in, and I can't remember the country, maybe Northern Africa. I what do you know about the possible current location of the Ark of the Covenant?
Well, what I know about it that brings it into the realm of why we want to study this question is that it's the Islamic people that actually have as much to say about the present whereabouts of the Ark as anybody. The Quran is very specific about the Ark. They say it's located near Lake Tiberias. And the reason that the Islamic Mahdi or Messiah figure will be known is he will show the way to the Ark of the Covenant. He will bring the Ark to light from a place called Antioch. And of course, there are some Islamic scholars who believe that these the relics that will be discovered there will include evidence of Moses and the people of Aaron, and there might be scepters of Moses, Aaron's rod, the place of the Torah. And they talk specifically about Osama bin Laden as being a key figure who may be presently attempting to step into the shoes of the Mahdi and actually be the one who will locate the Ark of the Covenant, which would have disastrous effects on the world stage if that were to happen.
Yeah, certainly if it contained that kind of nuclear material, you bet. How much weight do you really give to all this as being possible?
Well, I think it's entirely possible. I think going back especially to the mid-90s when I started looking at the Saddam Hussein story and his relation to the Ark of the Covenant and this sort of end-time script that some political and religious figures on the world stage today seem to be attempting to fulfill, we watched with just open jaws, literally, at some of these moves that these people are making, and it lends a lot of credence to this notion that, hey, there are people that truly believe this, and not only do they believe this, but they are acting on the fulfillment of these prophecies.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was going to ask next. Do you think there are a number of people, let's say on both sides, that are sort of racing to fulfill these prophecies?
Yes, and that's exactly, that forms the context of our present world era. You have on the one side what we are labeling Islamic fascists who are attempting to fulfill these prophecies, and of course the Islamic fascists turn around and say, well, you're the Christian barbarians. The Islamic fascist seeks to convert everybody to the Book of Allah. The Christian barbarians, according to the Islamic fascists, want to convert everybody to the Christian book of Jesus. and neither will stop until they have fulfilled their prophecies to the letter. And what that means is that Western civilization hangs in the balance. And for some, this isn't just an earthly battle. This is actually a cosmic battle, because when you scratch the surface on the beliefs of some of these individuals, they claim and make statements that they are actually guided by divine intervention, that they are acting on behalf of God. And so here we have this very tricky and dangerous situation unfolding as a consequence.
All right, so the Ark of the Covenant may have been a weapon of mass destruction. Do you think that it was simply, as we believe, to protect the contents of the Ark? Is that why it was so?
Well, in addition to, it was a communications device that kept the Israelites, the high priests, in communication with Yahweh, the Israelite God. And so it served many purposes, actually. But primarily, when you look at the Ark of the Covenant and the way it was carried into battle, the Egyptians had what appears to be a forerunner for the Ark of the Covenant that they too carried into battle. So it seems as if its primary function was to be a protective device.